I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Colorado officials say prison inmates can't be held in solitary confinement for more than 15 days. It's part of the latest effort to overhaul a practice criticized by the state prison chief as what he calls torture. The Colorado Department of Corrections says at least 4 hours for recreation or group classes while in solitary will also be required. State lawmakers are looking at how to promote and help young farmers. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Legislators are trying to consolidate all the information on loans, state and federal resources, and other help into one single location to make it easier. Nathan Weathers owns Weathers Family Farms in Yuma. He says the biggest thing Colorado could do is improve amenities that young farmers want,
such as pools, shopping. I think overall lifestyle is a big part of it. A lot of families, it's really hard to get that spouse to move back when their closest Walmart or Target is two hours away.
During an earlier hearing, people testified that the startup costs, such as equipment and land, are so high that it makes it difficult for new young people to enter the profession. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Former Air Force Academy head Lieutenant General Michelle Johnson is now the NBA's senior vice president and head of referee operations. The Gazette reports Johnson, who graduated from the academy in 1981, is the second highest scorer for women's basketball there. This is 91.5 KRCC News.